Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here, and welcome to another Teach Me Something Tuesday episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. This episode is all about how less is more. This one kind of goes out to newer instructors or professors who are just kind of getting started or maybe making the transition from maybe the clinical world to academia. I was there at one point. I wouldn't say that I'm a new teacher anymore or a new professor, a new instructor. I've been at it now for just over 3 years, but I'm not experienced either, kind of in that middle ground, that emerging instructor area. One of the things that I realized very early on in my career was I was trying to teach everything and anything I could, and I really took to heart the New York state of mind and the pace that I'm used to coming from New York and talking much faster, trying to cram as much of the information as I could into, you know, a 1, 2, 3, or 4 hour session. Now, this may seem like a good thing because you're covering as much of the textbook and the, you know, research and whatever you can to get it out there. But generally, talking faster, whether it's because of anxiety or trying to cover more or whatever it may be, doesn't generally lead to better instruction. And a lot of the information and content gets missed by the students. Plus, they can only take notes so fast if they're, you know, sitting there kind of taking notes as well. Not that I'm a firm believer of sage on a stage where we just sit there and lecture to students, but more information is not always the best use of our time and our knowledge. Once you become a little bit more experienced, you can kind of see that talking faster doesn't usually lead to students learning more. A much better strategy is to plan in detail how the hours of class time per week will be used to meet the needs of the students. And this really comes down to getting not only a clear vision on where you have to get them to and who you want them to become, right? The transformation you want to see within your class from point A to point Z, let's say, but also it's got to be detailed. For me, I currently teach in blocks of 4 hours in person on campus during lab time. Those 4 hour blocks are generally cut up into 4 single hour sessions. Those single hour sessions generally have 3 to 4, 15 to 20 minute sessions with little rest breaks kind of built in between. Just kind of get up, stretch, move around a little bit, and then on to the next thing. I find that the more detailed and the more oriented I can get, the more digestible I can keep my courses and my learning objectives, the more that students can actually take in the information and synthesize it and let it sit in their minds and stew a little bit. And really, if you identify the concepts that students can learn on their own versus the more challenging concepts that really should be discussed in class, it's a huge help, right? It kind of goes back to that flipped learning model where we expect our students to read and do the homework and come to class prepared. And then while we're in class, we can go over any of the more difficult topics. We can cover, you know, the things that need a little more coaching or educating to, need a little bit more of our input and guidance. And then a lot of the courses that I teach, especially for weekend stuff, is lab related. So it's a lot of hands-on. It's a lot of transferring and getting up and moving and analyzing gait and doing all that stuff. So a lot of the stuff that I teach really requires lab time to be spent doing lab activities. And we can do a little bit of lecturing. That's always okay, especially when there is difficult topics. But for the most part, we want our students to have as much hands-on time during the lab as possible so that they're getting repetitions in for that motor planning and motor activities. Again, in order to kind of motivate students to come prepared, you may need to offer incentives or have reading quizzes or, you know, just do whatever you need to do to make sure they're reading the textbook or the handouts or the research, whatever it may be, before class time. And then once you've got that down and they're starting to do that with regularity and they see that if they do that, A, they'll be successful, but B, you'll have more time to spend during lab doing lab type stuff and more hands-on work and really going over the more difficult concepts, you usually get some buy-in. So it doesn't have to be an all-day, everyday thing where you have a quiz every class, but just every once in a while sprinkled in there, you know, kind of a pop quiz situation where they have to be doing the reading and the work ahead of time to really utilize that flipped classroom. And it helps if you tell them right at the beginning what that's going to look like, what your expectations are, here's how it's going to work. The more you guys do this, the better you get with the foundational stuff, the better the conversations will be in lab, the more hands-on time we get, et cetera, et cetera. So again, more is not always the answer. Sometimes less is more. Just make sure that you're doing a good job planning out your course and planning out your objectives and making sure that you're hitting all the key components that are needed for when you're spending face-to-face time with students in class. And again, for adult learners, that should really be the purpose of in-person classes and lectures and labs, right, is really going over the hard stuff that can't be covered at home on their own. Hope that was helpful, and we'll see you the next time. Well, I hope that episode was entertaining as much as it was informational and educational. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our past episodes, we ask you to please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating and review. And please share out the episodes to those who you feel may be able to benefit from them. We also urge you to follow us on all social media platforms at HET Podcast and let us know what topics or experts you would like to hear from in future episodes. And just as a reminder, none of the information on today's show should be considered medical advice. It's simply infotainment or edutainment to help educate our audience. For medical advice, we always advise you to reach out to your preferred medical professionals, and we'll see you on the next show.